Now, there was a huge meeting called last night. 300 to 400 people turned up, which is pretty huge when it comes to Livingstone Shire. It's all about the COVID restrictions. What were their concerns, do you know?
Yeah, well, it wasn't a meeting convened by Council MJ. But,
No. It was a business of choice citizens group.
Yes, that's right. And it was convened because a number of businesses around Livingstone in particular are very concerned about these restrictions coming in post December 17. And the concerns seem to be around, first of all, you know, your right to choose as to whether you have the vaccination or not. And I think the meeting, the feeling in the room last night was that with these restrictions, they don't feel as though they have that right. They're being forced into having the jab and forcing their staff to have the jab. And they're also concerned that you know, the under the workplace legislation at the moment, we were told last night, or the meeting was told last night, that if you insist that your staff have to be vaccinated, then, you know, further on down the track, if they are vaccinated and then they contract the disease, the virus, then there's a question about your legal liability. You may well be sued. So, you know, these sorts of things, I think, need to be thought through a bit further, and more information needs to be forthcoming. Because obviously there's some risks there, and members of our community, our business community in particular, are very concerned about it. Matt Canavan and Pauline Hanson were present and fielded questions, and it was good of them to give up their time. And, you know, being politicians involved in this, they weren't necessarily, I suppose, popular to a point, but I think both of them understand the issue and are very sympathetic and empathetic.
So Pauline Hanson got a good reaction?
Yeah, Pauline's putting together, I believe, she said last night, a private member's bill to put to the federal parliament to squash the mandate to have the jabs.
Yeah, look, interesting, I was watching, I think, a Current Affairs or something last night down the Gold Coast, because they're bracing for themselves because they're not as equipped as one would think, being right next to the border. They're pretty low on their vaccinations. But there's huge resorts down there saying double vaxxed or no deal. And, you know, those places are almost booked out for Christmas. Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. That's the concern from a couple of accommodation houses at the meeting last night was around that. I mean, are they going to have to turn trade away if people sort of rock up with a booking and they aren't double vaxxed? And, you know, so they're potentially taking the booking, rejected other bookings, and someone comes in and says, oh, well, I've brought an extra person with me, but that person's not vaxxed.
And how do you know a person's not going to visit the hotel that's not vaxxed anyway to visit the friends in the hotel rooms? I mean, it's just a minefield. I mean, litigation seems to be the king here, and the lawyers are all licking their lips with anticipation by the sounds of it.
Yeah, well, there's certainly a number of legal issues to be thought through, I think, and considered further, because, yeah, it's not over by a long shot. And I think this particular group last night was talking about having a some sort of demonstration march this coming weekend, so it's going to be interesting to see how all this plays out, whether Canavan and Hanson can do anything about it, whether the state government is prepared to reconsider. So it's all in the mix, and I think it's going to be very interesting to see what happens.